Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, branding, money breakthroughs and business coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. Today's audio is all about comparing yourself to your competitors. Now, this is probably something that you do, and it's something that I recommend my clients do as well when they're in either the initial stages of starting up their own business, or they're thinking of launching a program or package, and they want to make sure that they're adding some additional value or something quite unique that distinguishes them from the services that their competitors are providing, so that you really do stand out in the marketplace to your prospects and to your potential clients. So that's something that is certainly recommended. However, what I am talking about today is the constant comparison to your competitors that has you feeling really quite horrible and miserable, because you're seeing the great things that they're doing, and it makes you feel quite undervalued yourself, and that you're just not achieving enough. So if that's something that you're doing regularly, and as you do, you're feeling that horrible feeling in the pit of your stomach, I want you to stop. You need to stop that, because every time you do that, you're chipping away, taking away at your self-worth and your self-esteem, because you just don't feel that you can keep up. If that sounds like you, then what you need to do, I need to encourage you to really spend some time in evaluating and defining you and your unique brand, because that shows me that you haven't yet quite defined that, your unique offering, the thing that makes you quite special, your core brand message. You know, when I see people, they've gone through that process and they really feel confident about who they are, their brand and their positioning in the marketplace, then it doesn't matter what your competitors are doing, because you know, hey, they're doing great things too, and I am as well in this particular area, and I'm attracting my potential clients and the people that I want to work with. There's so much business out there, it's incredible, enough for everybody. So I certainly want you to stop comparing yourself to your competitors, so that keeps you stuck. Things to consider that you should be comparing yourself is against yourself. How are you tracking last week or last month? Are you doing activities that are driving you forward? Are you getting more likes and comments and post shares by the people that are following you? Those are the sorts of things that you want to measure and track and continue to really work towards increasing. Increase the value that you offer, and that will really keep you driving forward and not keep you stuck and always looking behind to see what other people are doing as well. So I hope that was helpful for you. So no more comparing yourself to competitors to the point where it keeps you stuck. Compare yourself to yourself, set goals, stretch forward, and above all, make sure that you really do understand what makes you unique, your brand, core message, all of those things that really will make you stand out as an expert in your field. And once you've got that, I tell you what, doesn't matter what your competitors are doing, you will continue to shine as well. So I hope that was helpful for you. Like it, share it, send it to a colleague, particularly if you think that this is something that maybe they have got stuck in as well. And until next time, this is Anne-Marie. Stay inspired.